Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to home insurance, GEICO works for you. And since I'm the GEICO Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey, Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds. Or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with GEICO to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let GEICO work for you. Get more with GEICO.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. It is a Football Friday on the show. We're getting you ready for the upcoming week in the NFL. We obviously got it started last night between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. A relatively entertaining game. Saw some of the second half of that game as well. Davis and I will dive into what happened, what didn't happen in that game as well. But naturally, a very serious topic to start off with, Davis, here at the top of the show. The Boston Celtics are about to have a press conference right now to discuss their situation with their head coach. And Ime Udoka looks like he is going to be suspended for the season. The Celtics released a statement last night, and it looks like it may even go deeper than that at this point. My goodness, what a bombshell to be dropped on the NBA.
Yeah, did not have this one on my bingo card. You know, certainly was not projecting the Boston Celtics, last year's Eastern Conference champions, to be without their head coach this season. I suppose we'll learn how much of Udoka's influence impacted their defense, which was the best in the NBA last season, from January 1st to the end of the season, one of the best defenses we have ever seen. And, you know, also, we don't have this on our headlines here, but definitely did want to drop a mention, like, looks like Brett Favre might be going to jail. His business cohort, the governor of Mississippi, has been indicted, and does look like former Packers, Jets, Vikings quarterback Brett Favre is going to be facing some pretty serious federal crime charges here soon.
Interesting stories, no doubt. We talked about it on Newswire yesterday for sure. Let's get to our top stories here on Fantasy Sports Today for this Friday. As we mentioned, we're waiting word what the executives of the Boston Celtics end up saying in terms of this season-long suspension for their head coach. We'll get some details and find out exactly what happened, as opposed to these leaks. Listen, I'm all about leaks. That's what I do, too, in my job, too. But I'd like to know exactly what the deal is. All right, last night in Cleveland, a very competitive game for about 3.5 quarters. The Browns defeat the Steelers 29-17. They did get a garbage time, last-second late touchdown. So if you got that for your defense, nice work. The Yankees walk off to beat the Red Sox and clinch a playoff spot last night. Aaron Judge comes within 2 feet of his 61st home run. He'll go at it again tonight on Apple TV. I know I'll be tuned in for that. And Kawhi Leonard has been cleared for full participation in training camp. One of the great players in the NBA, mysterious player, I would also add, in the NBA. Sort of forces his way in and out of teams, doesn't talk that much, misses seasons. But again, I guess we'll find out what Kawhi has left in the tank this upcoming season. All right, let's real quick, very back and forth game last night, Davis, for sure, between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, two sort of inept offenses. But if the Browns can kind of hang in there for a while and then, you know, obviously get Deshaun Watson back, with the defense that they play and their ability to run the ball, they're probably not a Super Bowl contending team, but they probably are better than people think on paper. By the way, props to Jacoby Brissett. I thought he played a pretty good game last night, too.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett, I mean, I thought he looked pretty good. Amari Cooper, two straight 100-yard games with a touchdown for him. So, you know, anyone who picked him up in the 6th, 7th round, feeling pretty good. Nick Chubb, 100 yards and a touchdown. You know, Jacoby Brissett just kind of keeping the offense going. My biggest takeaway from last night was we just got to be done with the Mitch Trubisky experience in Pittsburgh. I'm already sick of watching, Deontay Johnson and George Pickens and Chase Claypool. I mean, that amazing catch that George Pickens made. He never has to make that throw if a competent NFL quarterback is the one delivering him the ball. You know, we've already seen a couple times this year, Steelers wide receivers having to go above and beyond to secure simple completions. I am definitely ready for Kenny Pickett to be starting in Pittsburgh. And now they have 10 days off. I do wonder if with that 10-day layoff after the loss, I wonder if in 10 days time we do end up seeing Kenny Pickett take the reins there. And certainly, I mean, I think that the Browns probably, if they're just 500 by the time Watson comes back, I think they're probably feeling good about it. But definitely, I mean, me personally, I'm definitely rooting against the Browns, you know, for finding this loophole in the NFL contract situation. So they made a gamble and it does look like it's paying off for them right now.
Yeah, definitely so. What I like about Brissett, he did this with Miami last year, Davis. It's funny, I talked about this on my Newswire show with one of our guests yesterday, that I don't know that I've seen a quarterback so good at that 1 yard fall over. Like, that guy is incredible at that. I guess he said he learned it from Tom Brady. I remember when we were here with Miami last year. But if you need 1 yard, you have Jacoby Brissett, you're getting that yard. And it's interesting that at the goal line, they tend to give it to Chubb or Hunt. But when they need that 1 yard, usually, you know, within the 20s, it sometimes is Brissett. He's just fantastic at that.
Well, I mean, remember when he was in Miami, even after Tua came back, they would bring Brissett in to do that, right? I actually, this is such a weird memory to have. Football is so funny this way. But I remember in the London game that the Dolphins played, they brought Brissett in on a 4th-and-1, and they faked it. They did a fake with him, and he rolled out, and I can't remember who he completed the pass to, probably Gesicki, but just delivered a strike for like 30 yards down the field because everyone was ready for Brissett, who is like one of the best ever at the 1 yard sneak. So, it's a good skill set.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to home insurance, GEICO works for you. And since I'm the GEICO Gecko, I work for you too.
Hey, Gecko, could you DJ my workout?
I got you, Derek. I know you like them sweet beats on leg day. Great home gym, by the way.
That's fire, Gecko.
I call this remix. Bundle your home and car insurance so you can save and get coverage that grows with you.
Oh, yeah. Rolls right off the tongue. And you know what else I like? Oh, yeah.
Let GEICO work for you. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Have, and you really see teams who can't get that 1 yard. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, they do not do quarterback sneaks because, remember, Mahomes dislocated his knee in that game against the Denver Broncos. And ever since that time, he has not run a quarterback sneak, and it impacts them.
Yeah, for sure. And look, Brissett, what he's proven is, you know, top five backup in the NFL. Probably could play for another 10 years in the NFL if he wants to. All right, we will go through the fantasy standouts and the stats from last night's game next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I think the most fascinating dynamic is, Davis, when you think about it, in the NFL. We, of course, talk tons of fantasy football here. That's what we prepare people for in the fantasy football season. But the dynamic of having a Thursday night game this early in the season. Now, I understand we're going to get a Houston-Tennessee game at some point. I know that. Remember the Color Rush games, the nonsense games on Thursday night. But, Davis, we're starting off week three, and in all likelihood, in everybody's fantasy football league, I mean, how many players were played last night's game? Like, you wake up this morning, and you check your score, and you're like, oh, it's still 0-0. Like, what? You know, like, I guess my opponent didn't have anybody. I guess I didn't have anybody. That's not to say that nobody played anyone in the games last night, but it's rare that you could have a Thursday night game in fantasy and you literally coming out of there with like less than five fantasy assets playing in the game last night.
Yeah, neither of the quarterbacks would have been starting. Pat Freiermuth, probably a starter in a lot of leagues. David Njoku, I know, unfortunately, I left David Njoku in his massive game on a couple benches. Deontay Johnson, definitely a fantasy starter. Mm-hmm. Claypool on the boundary. Amari Cooper, probably on the boundary. And then the two Browns running backs, for sure. You know, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, definitely starters. And, you know, definitely bad luck for you if you happen to be playing against Amari Cooper and Nick Chubb or David Njoku. You are heading into your week in a big hole, for sure.
Yeah, especially Njoku, where you don't really expect to give up, you know, 20 fantasy points, 25 fantasy points, and here you are. All right, so let's get right to it. Here are the fantasy standouts from last night on both sides. We'll start with Cleveland. They win. Jacoby Brissett gets 220 yards, 11 rushing yards, and also two touchdowns. So any streaming option or super flex leagues, thumbs up for Jacoby Brissett. Nick Chubb on the ground was tough to stop, 113 yards and a touchdown. Amari Cooper on that third down and one, for those people who didn't watch the game last night, really was an amazing play call and was great getting open on that play. Seven receptions, 101 yards and a touchdown. A mild game for him. David Njoku, nine receptions and 89 yards and a touchdown in the game last night. And we should also mention, Davis, you know what? One other possibility. Maybe somebody played that Browns defense, waited till the end, and got yourself a six at the end of the game.
Yeah, last night on FanDuel and DraftKings in the single entry or the single game contest, a lot of money changed hands on that very last play. There was a lineup that was, I believe, a four-way tie at the top, bunch of people winning $250,000, and then the Browns defense scores a touchdown as time expires and the lineup flips and a bunch of different people. So imagine you are I hope if that was you were sleeping through it. I definitely did not make it to the fourth quarter of this game. But if you were sitting there checking the scoreboard, you definitely saw some wealth leave your pocket. I do specifically want to mention Amari Cooper, just a guy I really was not drafting, you know, preferred Drake London and Elijah Moore in that range where he was going. And, you know, there are definitely some spots of all these drafts in the offseason I wish I could have back. Cooper looking like one of them, back-to-back 100-yard games with a touchdown. Yep. And really, it's just kind of been Donovan Peoples-Jones has been super quiet after having that huge target game in week one. Harrison Bryant was not involved here. But the bigger thing is the rotational wide receivers for the Cleveland Browns are doing nothing. David Bell, absolutely nothing. Anthony Schwartz, absolutely nothing. It is really just Kareem Hunt and Amari Cooper and David Njoku in the passing game for the Browns. You know, those are really the only guys that matter at all. And, you know, again, hats off to Jacoby Brissett for keeping these guys fantasy viable because the market really did not think he would.
Yeah, I mean, Davis, I keep opening up these packs of, you know, Panini, the Prism and Optic, and I keep getting this guy Schwartz. Like really nice cards. I feel like it's a waste of time here. This guy doesn't play. I'm like, is this guy even on the team? I don't know why they could have him, but I guess story for another show. All right, Steelers. Wow, this did not look good for them last night. That's for sure. As Davis mentioned, it could be over for Mitch Trubisky. We'll see. But again, they are 1-2. I don't know. I kind of feel like he's going to get another one here. It's just my opinion. 207 passing yards, one touchdown. Najee Harris, 58 rushing yards. Three receptions, 5 yards. He did score, so that bailed you out. Deontay Johnson, he had a great game, but he dropped a massive pass in that game yesterday, too, as he had 8 for 84, and then George Pickens, 3 for 39 in the game yesterday. So I guess you could live with the 16 points from Deontay Johnson, but that could have been 20. He dropped an easy one, man.
Yeah, I mean, and it just kind of feels like every game for Deontay Johnson could be a little bit bigger because he's just one of those guys who's always open. Three straight weeks with a target share over 30% of the Steelers' offense. It was Pat Freiermuth, who you would have started yesterday for the Steelers, who did absolutely nothing. You know, two receptions for 41 yards. Now, Pickens only had 3 for 39, but that is not a real 3 for 39. I mean, this catch he made against the sideline, one of the most phenomenal catches I've ever seen live in a game. And Pickens was talking to the media earlier in the week, basically being like, you know, kind of Terrell Owens, like, throw me the dang ball. He said, I'm open 99% of the time. And you do have to feel like, I mean, if you are Chase Claypool, if you're Deontay Johnson, if you are George Pickens, and you get to watch Kenny Pickett all week in camp, like, or all week in practice, it just feels like it's one of those spots where the team knows what's best for them. And it can't be Mitch Trubisky, right? I mean, just watching Trubisky play the quarterback position is so brutal. And the Steelers, I mean, they got so lucky to get that win in week one against the Bengals. I feel like if they ended up losing that game, had Evan McPherson made any of those kicks, feels like we would all, I would be like, for sure, Pickett is starting next week. Now, what might save them is they play at home to the New York Jets next week. Playing at home to the New York Jets, pretty good spot. They should probably get a win there. If they lose that game, well, then they play at the Bills. So maybe they just say, you know what, two more weeks, let's throw Trubisky to the Bills. Let's let him get, you know, harassed by that incredible defensive line and just move on from there. Because you probably don't want to throw Pickett to the Bills, right? Like that seems like a pretty difficult spot.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't think so. So, you know, kind of as we review it here, and look, we kind of know who Cleveland is. So every week going in, you're playing the running backs. As you mentioned, Njoku is sometimes a start, sometimes not. You know, obviously last night was, Cooper is. I mean, the thing is for me, Davis, is that I'm just not sure what Pickett will do differently. Because, we know that Trubisky is a bottom guy as far as starting in the NFL and probably a good backup like to have. But if the Steelers are not going to open this thing up a little bit, it didn't feel like that playbook was open at all, Davis, last night. And so I don't know. I am with you. It's time to see Kenny Pickett, either this week, next week, the week after, whenever they do it. But they've got to open it up a little bit, right? Or do they just count on the defense and just try and win 16-13?
I mean, you just are not, like, you don't win that way in the NFL. Like who is the last team we saw go into a season and make it to the Super Bowl that way? Like, maybe you could argue the 49ers, the year they got blown out by the Chiefs, kind of played that way a little bit. But I mean, at least they have like exciting players, right? You know, they got Debo and Kittle, and I don't know. It's like, if I was a fan of a team that played that way, I would just be like, what's the point? It's like rooting for the Royals, right? It's like, literally, what's the point? They don't care about winning. They don't want to do what's necessary to win. You know, like, I don't know. I feel bad for Steelers fans that this is the situation. Because it shouldn't be that way. Claypool is amazing. Deontay Johnson is amazing. George Pickens looks incredible. Like, Najee Harris can at least move the chains. I mean, I don't think Najee Harris is very good, looking like a huge bust of a draft pick despite the tight end. He's losing all these third down snaps to undrafted free agent Jalen Warren. But, like, I don't know, man. I'm not envious of Steelers fans right now.
Yeah, I think the Ravens, back when they won the Super Bowl, Davis, with Trent Dilfer at quarterback and Jamal Lewis just running the ball, they were just, all they did was win 13-0. Like, that was what they did. But that was, you know, we're going back 2002, going back, 20 years, pretty much. And then, you know, the Giants won some of those Super Bowls. It feels like their defense outshined the offense, but Eli Manning was capable. And
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
And Plaxico was capable. So, yeah, I mean, you're going back 20 years, basically, to have that kind of done in the NFL, for sure. All right, coming up next, we're going to set the lineups for this weekend's big games in the NFL. So get out your app on FanDuel. We're going to help you set your lineup next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Getting you ready for week three of the NFL season. It is not an easy task. And Davis Maddock, Craig Mish back with you. We've seen a lot of low scoring games in the NFL to start the season, or at least under the win total. So certainly a lot of the pricing is gravitating toward the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. And Davis, those are two teams that play each other this weekend and have scored a lot of points to start the season. So no surprise there, I guess.
Yeah, no surprises. I mean, we definitely saw a little bit of this last season. It's become even more pronounced this year. There are about five NFL teams who play the game at a different level than everyone else: the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Los Angeles Chargers, and, you know, Lamar and the Ravens don't really play that way, but Lamar is like just such an unbelievable fantasy entity. You know, 350 passing yards, 100 rushing yards, four touchdowns last week, and, you know, in your neck of the woods, the Miami Dolphins kind of that way as well, you know, just throwing 70% of their passes to two guys. And I just, you know, the Jared Goffs and the Kirk Cousins and the Marcus Mariotas of the world, I just don't know if these are guys that we're going to want to use in fantasy football. Cause, you know, let's say Goff has a great game and gets 26 points on FanDuel. Like, are you winning $1 million with 26 points from your quarterback? Like, probably not if Lamar and Josh Allen are each getting 40. So definitely something to be cognizant of as we head into this slate.
All right, so let's take a look at the pricing. We'll start off at quarterback for the upcoming slate over on FanDuel. Here is how it looks. Josh Allen is the highest priced quarterback this week at 9,000. Patrick Mahomes goes into Indianapolis at 8,700. Lamar Jackson coming off that great week, he is 8,600. Herbert is 82. Jalen Hurts has started to get in that elite category at 81. And Kyler Murray checks in at home this week at 7,800. My goodness, there are a lot of good options this week, Davis. I don't even know which one to pick. I feel like I could go like four of these or five of these.
Yeah, I mean, all the great quarterbacks last week took their time off. You know, we had Herbert and Mahomes on Thursday night. We had we had the double Monday night game, so that took Josh Allen out, that took Jalen Hurts out. Now they are all back on the main slate here this Sunday. Jalen Hurts sitting there at 8,100 is definitely my preferred option for cash games for 50-50s. Patrick Mahomes, though, sitting there at 8,900, playing in the dome, playing against the Colts. Colts, you know, just absolutely stink. Shut out by the Jaguars last week. I actually saw the line is moving the Colts' way. The Colts, I think, are kind of like a sharp pick this week, like amongst the intelligentsia, you know, home team. They're coming off, you know, they're undervalued. And I would say Mahomes in his career as a touchdown favorite or more, if we wanted to combat against that, he is 21-2 as a 7-point favorite or more. Pretty much when the Chiefs are up big, they stay up big. They don't end up relenting. So, and the best thing about Mahomes compared to Allen, compared to Herbert, compared to Hurts, is that his stacking options are cheap, right? So you can get Smith-Schuster cheap, Marquez Valdes-Scantling cheap, Hardman cheap. Now, obviously, you got to pay for Kelsey, but, you know, being able to play two of his wide receivers for a lower dollar amount seems good to me.
Yeah, then spoiler alert, Colts will be discussed a little bit later in the show. I am with that side going into this week. I'll explain why later. All right, so speaking of the Colts, Jonathan Taylor leads the way at running back. This is a very difficult dynamic trying to figure out who's going to score points at the running back position. And Taylor, you got to pay $9,400 for him this week against KC. You got Derrick Henry, $8,800. Austin Eckler has not been worth paying for at all. He's $8,700. McCaffrey, hit or miss, $8,500. Dalvin Cook of Minnesota, maybe he bounces back this week, $8,300. And then Joe Mixon of Cincinnati, $8,200. My gosh, it's like looking at the quarterbacks, I can pick five. And then if I have to go running back here, it's like I feel like I need to see more names on the list because I don't know if I can count on any of these guys this week.
Yeah, I will probably not be playing any of these guys. McCaffrey may be the closest one. The three running backs who project to be the highest owned this weekend are Leonard Fournette against Green Bay, Josh Jacobs against the Tennessee Titans, who just got, you know, absolutely demolished on Monday Night Football, and then David Montgomery playing at home against the Houston Texans. Now, what do those three guys have in common? We just did not really like them during fantasy draft season. I guess we like Fournette, okay, but not big on Jacobs, not big on Montgomery. I am probably going to be really dumpster diving at the running back position this week because I just want to play, you know, I want to play A.J. Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Justin Jefferson and Stephon Diggs and Cooper Kupp. I want as many of those high-priced elite wide receivers in my lineup as possible. So some of the guys I am dumpster diving on, Raheem Mostert led the Miami Dolphins backfield in snaps last week, ran more pass routes than Chase Edmonds, pretty appealing option. Ramondre Stevenson is very cheap this week. Now, that is a pretty gross game, the Patriots and the Ravens. What I would say was that Ramondre played 65% of the running back snaps for the Patriots last week, ran twice the amount of routes as Damian Harris. Now, only did get targeted twice, but sort of what I'm thinking is that I don't think we're going to see a running back break the slate this week. Maybe not even so often this season. I think those 35-point, 40-point games that you're getting in fantasy football this year, those are coming from receivers, right? That's coming from Ja'Marr Chase. That's coming from Justin Jefferson. I think that, I mean, and we've been talking about this all week, like, it's just a different game we are playing now. These wide receivers are who we really want, not so much the running backs.
Yeah, and feeling much better about that as we pivot over. Cooper Kupp is highly priced, but I mean, how could you not have Cooper Kupp in your lineup? He is priced above the 9,000 mark at 9,800. He should be 10. I don't know. He just every week he's good. I don't know how you could turn him down. Justin Jefferson, 9,500. Davante Adams, a step down to 8,700 for the Raiders. Ja'Marr Chase is 8,500. Tyreek Hill, coming off that huge week last week, is 8,400. And then Stephon Diggs. Oh my gosh, what a game he had last week. 8,300 on Monday Night Football, but Gabe Davis says he is playing on Sunday, although I did see somebody post some video of him running. It didn't look that great, so I don't know. Maybe that's his hope, but if Gabe Davis is not in, I want Diggs back in my lineup this week, that's for sure.
Yeah, I saw the same video. He didn't really look that great on that ankle. Now, I mean, I still think Diggs, obviously, he's a phenomenal play here in this spot against Miami. Feels like a lot of the field is really drifting towards that Buffalo-Miami game, you know, playing Josh Allen, playing Tua, Tyreek, Waddle, Diggs. I mean, Gabe Davis, if he plays, I think is probably a interesting play as well. Amon-Ra St. Brown did not make this list. I expect him to be super popular this week. I mean, what did he have, like 180 yards and two touchdowns last week? If you include that long 50-yard run, guy just, I don't know, like him and Ja'Marr Chase should be the same price. He gets the amount of targets Amon-Ra St. Brown gets are unbelievable. Now, another interesting wrinkle this week is what happens with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receivers. Mike Evans is out for this game. We're not expecting Chris Godwin to play. We are not expecting Julio Jones to play. They are down to Breshad Perriman and Scotty Miller and Jalen Darden and Cole Beasley and Russell Gage. Like, who knows? Are those guys going to rotate? Is Beasley going to be elevated off the practice squad? Is Russell Gage going to play in the slot? My lean would be Perriman probably is the best play of that group. He does seem fairly interesting. And we also might see a similar situation with the Patriots wide receivers because Jacoby Myers has not practiced all week. Of course, Myers is their leading target getter. If he doesn't play, you know, would Kendrick Bourne play in the slot? Would Nelson Agholor play in the slot? One of those guys probably ends up being in play. And then Keenan Allen, questionable for the Chargers as well. If he doesn't play, I mean, I think we are probably running it back with Mike Williams, Josh Palmer, and, you know, neither you or I wants to hear this, but Gerald Everett, again, going to project for a pretty solid role in that Chargers offense.
Let's look at the tight ends, speaking of which. All right, so Travis Kelce, regardless of how I think the Chiefs are going to do, he's always a phenomenal play. 7,800, Andrews, 7,700. Darren Waller, still really good at 6,400. Look at Taysom Hill has climbed into this conversation at 6,000. And then Gerald Everett, I will not do it. It doesn't matter. 5,800, they could put him at 3. I wouldn't pick him. And then Tyler Higbee for the Rams is at 5,700. So throw that dart, Davis. Who is the tight end that you feel good about this week?
Well, I mean, if you're looking at these prices, you gotta at least think about Kyle Pitts, right? So we've seen two bad weeks from Kyle Pitts. He's coming in at you know, one of his lowest salaries, you know, less expensive than Gerald Everett and Tyler Higbee. But you know, this should be a more neutral game script for the Atlanta Falcons, you know, a game they should win. Don't think the Seattle Seahawks defense is like all that good. So I am pretty interested in Pitts. It is easier to do on FanDuel than on DraftKings with Travis Kelce because of how the salary pricing is just a little bit less dynamic. You can play Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce together. You could use Michael Pittman Jr. in that lineup. Waller also pretty interesting to me as well. His targets per route run rebounded in a big way last week. But yeah, I mean, really, I think the big conversation is at tight end is like, this is a dying position. Like in college football fantasy, they don't even use tight end as a position, right? They're just listed as wide receivers. I wonder how many years away we are from that in fantasy football. Like maybe when Travis Kelce retires, like I don't know if 5 years from now I can see myself having to roster the equivalent of Gerald Everett. Like it feels like we should move past it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, because we've gone from, you know, when I go back playing in the 80s, fantasy football, Davis, there were 15 tight ends to play in fantasy football, without a doubt. Like, you easily could pick up somebody off the waiver wire and get 10 points, and now you don't have five. I mean, there literally, if you do not draft a tight end in the first five rounds, you may get no points all season long out of your tight end in fantasy. All right, coming up next, it's time for some fantasy or reality. Also, Davis and I are back with another pick. I'm off to a roaring start with my one pick of the week. I'm going to have another one. Davis is not going to like it.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
But it's okay. We're not going to agree on everything. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. For those of you on social media, you want to make sure you follow us. And you can do it by heading on over to Twitter. Follow us at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread from all of our hosts, our great content for our college football show tomorrow morning, our NFL shows on Sunday morning, and also throughout the day. We've got, of course, hockey starting up soon and the NBA, all sports back at the same time. Not to mention, yes, Davis, I'll get it in, the World Cup coming up in a couple of months as well. So soccer action, no doubt, as well. All right, Davis, before we get to some fantasy or reality, I'm 2-0 with my picks this year here on the show. I've given out two underdogs, Davis, that have won outright. Now, after a great first week from you last week, I believe you took an L, if I'm not mistaken, this past week. So it's time for you to get back on track. The you Ravens. Win and I lose. What's that?
The Ravens was who I took last week.
Wow, that was actually a good pick. The Dolphins came back and won that thing. Okay, so let's get you back on track, because if you go 2-1 this week and I lose, then we are tied up going into week four. So who is your best pick of the week, Davis, in the NFL?
Pretty easy to me. Ride the momentum with the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, the Titans just look like every year there's always a team that goes from worst to first, right? So there's always a team that stinks, then makes the playoffs. And there's always a team that comes into the year. They were great. They won double digit games and everything goes wrong. And the coach is on the hot seat. And that's totally the Titans this year. Titans just look, they got that stink on them. So I'm going against the Titans. Now it is, Craig, you'll probably hate this because the old school bettors hate this. You bet the road favorite, the West Coast team traveling east. But I got the Raiders here, 2-point favorites against the Tennessee Titans. I just want to bet against the Titans right now.
By the way, on FanDuel, the Raiders are -1.5. I can give you 1.5. You want to take that? Yeah, obviously, I'd rather have that.
I'll take either. I think they win by a touchdown.
Wow. Bold. Okay, there. Well, then make it 2 then, if you don't mind. But in fairness to Davis, let's go with current line as we speak, -1.5. All right, my pick this week is going to be the Indianapolis Colts. Yes, in terms of being a sharp pick, I have no idea what's sharp and what's not. As Sharapan says, nobody knows bleep. I get that. But I just think that this line is way too inflated. And the thing that I like to do in the early part of the season, Davis, is I want to know what the line would have been had bleep not hit the fan for the Colts. And the truth was, the look ahead line was Chiefs -3. Now somehow it is up to 5.5. I personally don't think the Colts are good either, but I do think that they cover the spread this week against Kansas City. So I expect a close game. No one is willing to take the Colts. I am willing to take the contrarian pick. It was Jacksonville for me last week against the Colts. Jacksonville won outright. Will the Colts win outright this week? I don't know. That's a big stretch, but give me the 5.5 points. So those are our picks this week. Davis will take the Las Vegas Raiders -1.5 on the road against Tennessee. I will take the Colts at home +5.5 against KC. All right, now it's time for fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, poor Sean Payton has been doing the interview rounds and obviously now doing some television as well. Decided to leave the New Orleans Saints last season and, leaving what felt like a pretty decent situation. And I think most people would agree that Sean Payton, over the course of his career, for sure, has been a good NFL coach, won a Super Bowl in New Orleans. No one possibly thought that could happen. But Drew Brees retired, and he was, mostly probably in the camp of Taysom Hill at quarterback. We know that didn't work out, and he got out. But now all of a sudden, it seems like Davis, maybe Sean Payton has that itch again to get right back into it. And why wouldn't he? Some team, if they want Sean Payton in the offseason, probably will end up hiring. So let's ask the question. Fantasy or reality, Davis? Sean Payton will be coaching in the NFL next season, 2023.
I got reality. He is going to be the head coach of the Dallas Football Cowboys. The Cowboys are going to win 7-8 games this year. Mike McCarthy is going to be fired. Kellen Moore is going to go take a job, with the Broncos or the Jaguars or some team that fires their offensive coordinator. Maybe he'll even, Kellen Moore did get interviewed reportedly for the Jaguars job when there was an opening this summer. So he's going to leave. Jerry Jones, of course, loves Sean Payton. Sean Payton played for the Cowboys, was on the coaching staff for the Cowboys during the glory years. This is, this is already probably behind closed doors, maybe even already been discussed between Sean Payton's people and the Cowboys people. Would not even be surprised to see Mike McCarthy be fired in season and have Sean Payton interviewed then and have it set up. I think that basically this is already a done deal. So I got reality here. Payton is going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys next season.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a different take here, or else it sounds too simple here on the show. Davis is so certain of this. I got to go another way. All right. So I will say reality that he is coaching in the NFL next season, but I am going to throw a different team out there because they are up for sale for billions of dollars. And whoever buys the team is going to want to make a big splash and have a great head coach with them. And Davis, that team is the Denver Broncos. I think Hackett's one and done. I think they throw a huge bag, bigger than Jerry, at Sean Payton to make him the highest paid coach in the NFL. I think Jerry Jones takes a step back and says, whoa, 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 I'm not going to have somebody that thinks he's all that, making this much money, coaching my team. Jerry Jones, Davis, always goes for the understated coach, the guy that can be, you know, manipulated a little bit ever
That's
since Jerry Johnson.
That's true.
Right? So I am going to say reality with you, but I'm going to say no to Dallas. I think he's in Denver. Boy, am I firing Hackett already after three games? Okay. I am saying Denver.
I'm firing Hackett already. Hackett, I would have fired him after that Seattle loss if I agree.
It's been a horrible look for him through his first three games, for sure. I think somebody said that he was Rodgers' bait. That's why he got hired. My gosh, awful stuff coming out from poor guy. All right, but he's got a long contract. He gets fired. He's going to get paid. All right, now, Aroldis Chapman has been the Yankees guy in the ninth inning throughout all of their tenure here. And ironically, Aroldis Chapman, Davis, if I'm not mistaken, the World Series that he won was when the Yankees traded him to the Cubs. And then he went back to the Yankees again. But story for, I guess, another saga. But right now, Chapman sort of still working his way back, though some people feel like he's lost a tick off the fastball and it's sort of done for him at this point. Yankees have gone with some different options in the ninth inning. If you remember, Clay Holmes was a guy that they were using quite a bit in the ninth inning as well. Zach Britton is back for the Yankees too. This has got to get sorted out before the end of the regular season. We're coming to a close, fantasy or reality. Zach Britton will be the primary closer for the Yankees in the postseason. They clinched it up last night. Britton is on the mend. He's coming back to the Yankees. They have certainly a lot of other options too. Fantasy reality.
I mean, I guess what's interesting is like this is not Zach Britton's like greatest period of work in his career. Now, he has had some unbelievable stretches as a pitcher, both for the Yankees and for the Baltimore Orioles. In fact, this is a little bit of super inside baseball. Zach Britton had this, 97 rated reliever card in MLB The Show. That's how I became familiar with him. He had this completely unhittable sinking fastball in MLB The Show. But I mean, he's been all right this year, giving up more home runs probably than you would like. It's only 18 innings, but he does have an ERA with a 5 in it, which you never love to see. And I mean, same deal for Chapman. Chapman's fielding independent pitching the worst of his career. It's double his career fielding independent pitching, which would suggest to me he's walking more guys than ever. He's not getting quite as many strikeouts, and he's giving up way more hard contact. This would be my guess. The first time the Yankees are in a save situation, Chapman will get the ball. If Chapman gets tattooed in that appearance and loses it, that's it, right? Then it's going to be someone else. Could be Britton. Could be, you know, and in general, you probably want a right-hander. And I'm not up enough on my baseball right now to give right-handed relieving options for the New York Yankees. But I'll say Chapman will blow a save at some point, and another guy will get a chance. So I'll go reality. Britton will get more closing appearances than Chapman.
Yeah, I got big fat fantasy here. I don't know who the closer is going to be for the Yankees in the postseason, but this is going to be a committee. They're just not strong enough in the ninth inning right now, I don't think, to have anyone be their primary closer. I kind of feel like Atlanta's going to end up like this. No, I'm sorry, Kenley, but I do feel like that's coming for Atlanta too. And honestly, Davis, when you get to this point, does it really matter who closes? Like, you know, different guys are going to end up closing for different teams. And you know what happens? In situations like this, Davis, you know what it smells like? Yankees are not winning the World Series, and it won't matter anyway. You know, like when you don't have that Edwin Diaz, you basically go with a bunch and you end up losing, and you don't win anyway. So, yeah, I got fantasy here, and it could be anyone. Nestor Cortez, I mean, who knows? It could be some starter that they end up using as a closer in the end. Bumgarner was a closer for the Giants at one point, right? He came in, finished games. Charlie Morton finished games for the Houston Astros. So I don't think it matters for the Yankees. They're not winning anything. All right, let's close it out here. Now, while I was watching Cobra Kai yesterday and streaming the game on Amazon Prime, I did notice that there is a new documentary on Netflix. And what Netflix has really trended toward are a lot of documentaries and sort of original content. And one of them is about the life of Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, of course, Jeffrey Dahmer was a serial killer many, many years ago who was out there just for, you know, being just extremely disgusting. We won't get into some of the things that Dahmer did. But what was interesting is like the preview of this, Davis, is like all uplifting and it shows Dahmer as a young guy. So it sort of seems kind of fascinating to think that this is a story about a serial killer. All right. So I'll start with you, Davis. Fantasy reality. You will watch the Jeffrey Dahmer serial killer on Netflix. Full transparency, I did see that streaming trailer when you first log on to Netflix, but I have not watched the show.
Yeah, I've not watched it either. I got reality though. My wife loves these true crime shows. And I saw someone make an analogy yesterday for the streaming wars. And what Netflix is, Craig, is the fast fashion of streaming, right? So like Disney Plus and Amazon Prime, they're like, that's like Gucci and Dolce and Gabbana. You know, this Rings of Power show costs $1 billion. Disney Plus has these Star Wars shows that come out, you know, twice a year. And that's what you want. But Netflix, every weekend, they have some crap, right? They got some crap that'll pass 4 hours. You know, we watch Squid Game or Dahmer or what was the chess show, right? It's just crap. It's not good. It's not art, but it's fine. Look, I love crap. I'll eat some Taco Bell every once in a while. Netflix is the Taco Bell of streaming. So I got reality. I will watch this probably.
I think that's a quote that's going to make some of our streaming headlines here. Netflix is the Taco Bell of that. All right, fair enough. I don't know on this. My wife will be out. I mean, she barely can watch Cobra Kai. She's like, doesn't like even the fighting. She's like, this is too much fighting for me. She's like, tell me what happens. I'm like, it's Cobra Kai, like seriously? Probably fantasy here. This is going to have to be something I'm streaming on my own. And my late night binging, honestly, has been more and more, Davis, the podcasting. It's been a lot of sports wagering podcasting and fantasy podcasting. Pop in the ear pods. I want to learn something. I want to know something going into our shows. And this is not something that's going to teach me anything. So I have fantasy. All right, we'll take a quick time out here on the show. Sports Grid 60 is coming up next, and then Kevin Donnie with the early line before Newswire at 2 o'clock Eastern. So stay on the grid. We'll be back here on this Friday in just a couple of minutes after this short time out. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We're back for another edition of Newswire live this afternoon, 2 o'clock Eastern, so make sure you stay on the grid as I'll be back then. But before we send Davis off for the fantasy football weekend, let's close it out with today's Sports Grid at 60.
So I think we have a pretty good idea of how, you know, fast the NFL is changing, but sometimes it's sort of helpful and sobering to look at the numbers to see just how much. I ran a little Pro Football Reference query this morning and found out that Garrett Wilson, Drake London, and Jahan Dotson have 3 of the top 10 PPR combined games for the first 2 games of a rookie wide receiver career ever, right? So first 2 games of your career, rookie wide receiver, 3 of the top 10 seasons have came here in 2022. I just, you know, next year, Craig, when we're doing our fantasy football drafts, how high is too high to take these rookie wide receivers? They are just such great bets. It's like, and the payoff has just been immediate. It really is unbelievable how, because rookie wide receivers 10 years ago, they're leaving them on the waiver wire. You know, we don't even care about these guys.
Yep. Back in my day, we didn't play rookie wide receivers in the NFL. All right. So we're getting toward the point in the college football season where we're starting to go away from these juicy out of conference matchups and getting into the conference matchups. Now, this weekend, not the most scintillating week for college football. Sort of, if you look at the schedule, Alabama's playing Vanderbilt. They're like 40-point favorites. My Gators will play Tennessee. Certainly, that's a good game as well. But it kind of makes you wonder that what are we headed for if all of these games are sort of going to be conference-free in the future? Like, for example, the SEC with just their million teams. Like, what are these weekends going to look like after we get out of those great non-conference games? I have no idea, but I can tell you the future is going to be very interesting for college football as we move forward. All right, that'll do it for our show. Thanks again to LTN. Great week of shows for sure, and our fantastic graphics department. For our producer, Brett Levy, my co-host, Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. I hope you have a great weekend. See you Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.